For 30 years, your voice, your morning. John McKenzie's morning, only on 4CA 846.
Look, a whole lot of people say, oh, what's he wasting time talking about acres for? Well, the reality is that several, 4 years ago now, when it burst onto the headlines, loads of people made decisions regarding their future. Some were thinking about leaving town, decided to stay because they thought there were going to be opportunities. People made decisions regarding their property. So really, it's very important to me to follow this latest expose in the Post Saturday. Tony Fung has formally ended his six-year bid. There you go. I thought it was four six-year bid to build an $8 billion casino resort in Cairns. Now, he told the Post he's now pushing ahead with plans to develop a luxury hotel, apartment and villa complex at Yorkeys for $2 billion. He said he was in positive negotiations with the state government at the Council for Land Development Approvals, was no longer applying for the casino licence and had withdrawn from the integrated resort development progress. Well, my belief is that I think they've run out of tooth fairy believers. Most people are saying, well, let's just move on and forget about it. It said here in the Post today, more doubts have been cast on whether the Acres development will go ahead despite plans being scaled right back. The gentleman I turn to in these matters, as always, Danny Betros is on the line. Danny's the Managing Director, CBRE Cairns. Danny, good morning.
G'day, John.
The news on Saturday in the Post, did it come as any surprise to you?
No, it's been coming for quite a while, but it's been sort of kept under wraps. Look, the sort of the sprawling resort, if you like, or the Mirage-type resort, it'll be a lot bigger than a Mirage. I think that's a really... That'll be fantastic for Cairns. It'll be a great new resort for somebody to come and stay at. And I think it's all positive, really. I mean, the casino idea, we've always said Cairns can't support two casinos. And when Tony Fung was trying to buy the Reef Casino, that was successfully blocked by the state government. That was a shame because his plan then would have been to develop more in the CBD. And I think that would have been the best result for Cairns. However, it didn't happen. And, the same casino now, well, they want sort of three or four times the price if somebody wanted to buy it. So that's put that out of the reach of anyone buying it at the moment. It's a good result. He's pumped a lot of money into this project already that people don't realise. And it's a drawn-out process. And as a resort, I think great. I think it's a fantastic result, really, to have a sprawling, resort out there. It'll be of world class. It'll be a new attraction for Cairns. It'll be a new tourism infrastructure, which we badly need. And, if that all gets going, look, great. And, I just call on the state government and the council now to get out of the road and let it happen because we need the investment and we need the jobs. And to date, the state government, unfortunately, is just continually blocking development. And this is just the reality of what's going on. So I hope they do get on with it.
Mind you, Tony Fung is saying the big impact for him has been what's happened with the casino industry internationally over the past few years. Not just the past few months, true. But the past few years. But it was going to be this $8.2 billion casino development. Then it was going to be residential. Then it was going to be casino again in recent months. Now residential again. I don't know why he had another crack just a few months ago at reintroducing the casino component to the development.
Truth is, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes because both he and the state government made a decision not to speak about it publicly. But, the $8 billion was a media thing, right? He was never going to spend $8.2 billion up front, right? Never, ever, ever was that going to... It was a staged project over 15 or 20 years. The first stage was always probably a couple of billion, which is fantastic. I mean, if he spends $500 million out there, we'll be happy, as Cairns in the community here. We don't care. We just want him to get on with something, build something. It'll be great. And, he's determined to do something. I had all the Acres people here a couple of weeks ago, and they were sitting in my office, and they're determined to get on with building something, a resort, and who knows what will happen down the track with gambling worldwide and whatnot. But there is there's a definite downturn in the gambling industry, particularly in Macau. That has taken a dive, and of course that reduces everybody's confidence in investing in casinos. But Cairns is never going to support two casinos. There's always something else going to happen in the background. So I think a resort would be the best result. I really do. I think it's great for Cairns.
So with the original concept, you always thought that was a fizzer. You always thought it wouldn't work.
I never thought a casino was going to get up. I always thought his plan to buy the Reef Hotel casino was made sense. You buy the casino, then you can have a resort out there. You can have a, you know, you can have a high roller room here. He was going to spend a lot of money doing up the Reef Hotel casino and make that into a boutique 6-star hotel. Mm. He probably would have bought the Cairns International across the road. Yeah. He probably would have done other things in the CBD, and that would have been the best result for Cairns. But at the time, when we, as a community, we were screaming at Campbell Newman and Tim Nicholls and the other useless politicians in Brisbane to get off their arse and get it approved, of course, nothing happened. You know, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. Well, they didn't help. They put up as worse than the 100-metre hurdle race in the Olympics, mate. And this is what they do. They scream out, oh, we've got to create jobs. On the other hand, they block jobs. So, mate, who'd want to be a developer in that scale? You're banging your head against the wall trying to deal with government all the time. And yeah, now I really laugh. Rob Pine's got a comment in the paper today. I mean, Rob Pine, what would Rob Pine know about any sort of development? I just think it's hilarious. But anyway, so these are the people that are representing us at the moment.
Don't go away. If indeed Tony Fung goes ahead with this, basically it's an accommodation complex of huge proportions. Let's be honest, whatever he builds out there is going to be very, very big if he goes ahead with it. What's the commitment required from council if indeed he says, here's the plans, here's the commitment, now you do your bit? How much does the council have to get involved in when it comes to the fundamental infrastructure below the complex?
Well, the council will negotiate headworks, and they'll negotiate the costs of the provision of the usual services such as water and sewage, etc. And the resort developer always has to pay for that. Where the commitment's got to come from is the state government for the upgrading of the roads, particularly the Cook Highway and other infrastructure around there, such as, you know, and also not forgetting water and power. Now, that's where the pressure will come on the state government to actually spend some money in Cairns, which will be a pleasant surprise. So it's more about state government and infrastructure spending rather than the council. The council will be doing its bit, but the council will get most of its costs back from the headworks, from the resort development. It's not going to cost the Cairns ratepayers, you know, thousands of dollars each, as some of the nutbags will bloody get out there and tell you. It's, you know, the council... The resort developer covers the infrastructure and the trunk charges and all that sort of stuff. It's the state government that we're going to be banging our head against the wall again. By the time they get around to actually doing something, you know, it's usually gridlocked, and they say, oh, we better do something about it, you know.
It's already gridlocked. You know what I heard this morning? Back to Blazing Saddles along the Yorkies Knob Road. This is 20 to 8. I mean, the gridlock is there every morning back to Tomatoes Creek and beyond.
Yeah, I know, John, but the state government's not listening. I mean, they've given us a bit of money to finally fix the Bill Fulton Bridge, but the whole Western Arterial needs to be four lanes, and they need to do something about Smithfield, and the fact is the state government's got no money. And, if you read articles in the paper over the weekend about the lame assets that are sitting around in southeast Queensland regarding the water infrastructure and other projects that where money's just been wasted, it just makes you cry. And, there's not a successful company in the world that doesn't recycle dud assets. But because the Labor Party went to the election on the mantra of no sale, well, they're too scared to sell anything. You're lucky if they'll sell off a backyard block of dirt, you know. But that, the reality is they need to get rid of some of the dead assets and then put the money back into infrastructure. But nothing progressive is going to happen, under this current term anyway.
Well, if anyone knows what the delay with Nova is, it will be Danny Betros. Do you know what's going on down there on Spence Street?
Yeah, Nova's... Look, the first tower of Nova will happen. He either has or is about to let the civil works contract for the entire eight towers. And that's about a $4 million contract just to provide all the relevant services such as stormwater, sewerage and power to the entire site to get your site infrastructure in place. His marketing, he's about to engage on a 3 to 4 month extensive marketing campaign throughout Asia. That is due to start. If it hasn't started already, it'll due to start any day and for his pre-sales. And he's committed to building the first tower. I have no doubt he'll do it. Unless there's some miraculous change or something goes on, he'll... Tower 1 should get going about, realistically, probably about, around May, June next year or thereabouts.
Well, the aquarium...
certainly an advanced plan.
Aquarium's about $50 million in commitment, in investment. What could the first tower, Nova, be worth? Could it be 100?
Yeah, it's about that. So I think it's somewhere between 75 and 100 million.
There are rumours swirling
around.
There's
some very exciting projects coming.
Well, that was my next question. There's rumours swirling around about another crane, cantilever crane, possibly going up along the Esplanade somewhere in the next few months. Have you got any hints on that one?
Well, the Tradewinds Ridges has been sold and settled by overseas interests. So that will close its doors probably at the end of October, and that's about to undergo probably a $20 to $30 million refurb. Now, the project managers have been appointed to that. It's all local. And the same people have purchased the old Kamsler House on the corner, and there'll be a new development on that corner, and that'll be also operated under holiday letting by a new operator of that hotel. And there'll be an announcement in about 2 weeks on that, John, and you're looking at about $100 million there, and that's real money. It's going to happen. There's no what-ifs and maybes, and that will happen, but we just haven't announced it yet. So definitely another tower there. You're going to see a massive refurbishment. The Tradewinds Ridges, as we know it, will no longer exist. It'll have a new name, new colour, new brand, new rooms. It's going to be very much a five-star hotel. And the plans for the extension on the corner are very exciting, and it's going to be something new for Cairns.
That's wonderful.
And there's other stuff too, which we're going to announce in about another month, which will be even equally as exciting, if not more. So it's all coming. It is all coming.
That Tradewinds announcement, you've just made it. I mean, could construction or planning start on that before the end of the year or into next year?
Well, the refurbishment's definitely starting before the end of the year. The hotel will close at the end of October.
But new tower?
The new tower will start, depending on council approvals, that'll start about the middle of next year, maybe a bit earlier.
Okay.
Certainly get into it pretty quickly.
Could that be an extension of the existing building or a separate standalone tower, do you think?
Oh, it doesn't join up, John. It's a separate building. It's a separate building, but it'll be managed by the same hotel company.
Gee, it's not that big.
Great excitement.
Well, I think so too, but I'm just trying to imagine it on that house site. It was a big-ish block, but it was still a residential block, wasn't it? The Kamsler
block. When you amalgamate it with the main hotel, you've got more land there to build around it.
Okay.
So it becomes a much bigger site.
Danny, this has been very uplifting. Thank you.
No problem. See ya.
Isn't that good news? Excellent news, given there's so many people who are really struggling in this little old town of ours. The economy is still very much on its knees. Now, we're taking talk back till midday, though. Talk number 1-300-872-9